I think it's certainly problematic for those children who don't look like they have a disability. If we have a child in a wheelchair, we really don't expect that child to get up and walk in the room. Okay? Some children come with disabilities. Expecting them to sit still for an hour and take a test is as much of an unreal expectation as asking a child in a wheelchair to get up and walk in the room. And I explain to parents that the tests and accommodations are not given for any fair advantage. It's just given to level the playing field because children are different. And the children in special ed have been tested to determine what their needs are. And, you know, people aren't pretending these are needs. They are real needs.